The Gauge Live at the NFR is brought to you by Cavenders and Bilfic Ford. We cannot forget about Rule Cloth, the Royal Crown Fraternity, and Bailey's House of Guns.
This is The Gauge with host Chance Conradu.
Are you freaking serious? It's Conrado. This is The Gauge, and I am Chance Conrado on this bonus episode of the podcast. This is Young Tyler's idea. We decided to split up round eight tonight. We're going to let you guys listen to Haley and Emily all by their lonesome. It was a lot of fun. It always is when they're around. Probably the single greatest night of barrel racing I think I've ever seen. Haley broke her record from Dodge City, fastest time ever on a WPRA standard pattern, and Emily not too far off behind her. Picked up the barrel, which is even more impressive on first. So, I mean, who knows? She could have got as close to Haley, if not beat it. You just don't know. But the Chongo sister, probably the two most impressive horses right now at this National Finals Rodeo. Enjoy.
Woo!
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
We are going to make a deal. You are not going to mention the convenience store one time.
Which convenience store?
We made badass runs, and so we are not going to talk about the convenience store that you know what
I'm seriously don't know what store you're talking about.
I don't either.
Am I supposed to know what she's talking about? I don't know. Emily slammed like 3.5 beers here, so we're been in a different place.
Beers?
You need a beer?
Yes, I
Riley.
Go get a beer.
Snap, snap.
You could say please.
Please.
Please get me a beer. Thank you, Riley.
I'm not going to lie.
Sorry that took
me. It's okay. This was yours.
Okay, that's fine.
So
it's good. I'm glad I shared.
She had time.
Thank you.
There's a lot of them.
We're stealing
them from the PRCA.
There. We haul. Oh, good.
It's the least they could do.
We haul ass over there and fish. Anyways.
Well, as much as they just find the barrel racers, they can afford it.
No freaking kid. You have your sticker on?
Oh, I did. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you lose it?
Yeah, I lost it.
Another thing fell off when you ran in the arena. Like, I don't know what it was. Huh. I swear.
Here, you can take
this
my
one
sticker.
Fell off yesterday.
I think something
there
fell
you
off.
There you go. You can have mine.
Perfect.
Good. That will keep.
Oh, that's a better one. How did you get one that was that shiny?
They handed it to me.
Huh.
Oh.
I don't know. I didn't know there was another one. I guess I never really looked.
Ours don't stick very good, and then we get fined for
not
having
moving as much as you.
Here we are.
Yeah.
Oh. Sorry. I'm
yes.
I'm not ready.
Tyler. You guys are live. Don't worry.
Debbie has it.
Give her her beer, please, Ty.
Thank you.
We are celebrating.
Thank you.
Dave.
That was very nice. They're twist tops.
Yeah. A new world record. Congratulations.
Beat your old world record.
Yeah.
This horse it keeps trying to beat me.
I was like, I mean, it's been fun.
I got asked earlier, they were like, and you and Emily are like actually friends. I'm like, yeah, we don't actually hate each other. Like, what do you think? Right? Do we all? I'm like, all the barrel racers are nice. Like, I mean, some of them are a little eccentric and political, but like, nice. We don't all hate each other. Like, I don't know what they thought.
Right. I know. We were, that's what I was at lunch today when we were all texting the group chat. I was like, this has just been a fun group. And for all the pressure of this week, I've been really pleasantly surprised with how well everyone has handled all of it.
Absolutely. You know? Everybody like came together.
Yeah.
Like kumbaya sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And you don't get that anywhere else besides rodeo.
No. And they always say like the Bulldoggers are, and the Bulldoggers are like great, but like they're friends
set the
too.
Yeah.
You know, we just don't share horses cause that wouldn't work.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to share sister, like, I mean, we could trade
stigmas.
Like
10th round. Tomorrow.
Yeah. I think 10th round just to finish strong.
Go tomorrow.
Just switch it out.
I'm going to I need your rubber bands right
yes.
now.
Yes. Yes. Bicycle bands. You got to have them.
Except for they almost made you hit a barrel.
Yes, I know. I was just telling them.
I think we can break like, the whole cycle of those memes.
Right? I was like, so going into that barrel, I was like, oh no. Oh gosh, this is not good. And I went to like go. And then I was like, this is it.
Shove your hands.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I've got.
So, like, so that better be enough.
So I had to literally like cock it back. broke my bands. I was like, all right. Send it. Cause I barely
shotgun
got the barrel.
Style.
Yeah.
Bomb.
Yeah. Yeah. So
you were close.
Yeah. It was a close call, but we'll take it, you know, So anyway, it's still, that's what I said last night. I was like, the money still spins the same.
It spins the
no
same.
Matter pretty. It ugly, it doesn't matter. Like,
you only
got the job done.
20 cents for a bag of rubber bands.
Yes.
It's really not that bad.
No.
Yeah, could be worse. Fines are way more.
Fines are more. Yeah.
There's no 20 cent fine.
Nope. There's no such thing as that.
Well, back to the barrel racing. You guys literally both just ran the two fastest times in the entire rodeo.
Should we again?
Yes, I think so. Because how many 16s have we ran?
Four.
Five? Because you've ran three and I've ran two. Right? No, I've ran... Yes, I ran two. I had one... I hit a barrel.
Yeah,
but that, so that would have been... We would have had six 16s if I hadn't hit that barrel.
We're
that
trying
one
really
but,
hard.
Yeah, five.
Yeah.
That's really hard.
Yeah. I mean, I think you guys are probably on the one and two. Switch them out on any given night. Barrel horses for this entire place. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Especially Chongo. I mean, the way that you guys have come back is, it is seriously impressive.
Freaking battled. Battled our way back. Like, well, I'm not saying it's easy when it starts out good, but it's dang sure nice to have a good first round and just build on that and go from there. And I've had a bad first round before, too. And that's hard to battle, like, get your way back. And not that it was ever bad. It was just like, you know, y'all were getting your groove. It was
kind of
awkward.
No, it was bad. We were an 18-0.
It's okay. Yep. It just wasn't great. And anyways, she freaking battled. And that is hard. It's like mentally hard to do, and to just like, then when it starts clicking, you just full send.
Well, and I was like so torn because like Bo was doing good. Yep. Like he made two really good runs. Had I made those two runs on him the first two rounds, he would have pulled a check both nights. Mm-hmm. You know, so I was like, do I risk it? You know, do I get back on Chongo? Because like Bo's getting better every round. Like maybe, you know, he just needs a couple more runs and he's really going to start throwing down. And even Ivy, she's like, I'm team Bo. Like the day I switched back to Chongo, she texted me and she was like, she's like, I just got a feeling about Bo. Like, I really think, you know, he's fixing to throw down. And
I'm not gonna lie, I was too. Like, yeah. I wasn't gonna say anything, but I was like, you know, he's getting there. And I really honestly think, I think either one of them would have stepped up for you. They just needed a minute.
I just needed to rubber band my elbows in.
Right, whatever. No, exactly.
I just needed my bicep bands.
But
and then
you
like,
picked the fast one. Yeah. Like, you picked the one that you knew could be dirty fast and just like smoke the rounds. Not just win the rounds, but like take them by a couple tenths.
Well, thank you. And also, like, I just think it, what was it, two rounds ago? Mm-hmm. Sixth round, you were off, sister.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody was like, oh my gosh, what the heck? Why is Haley on, why, mid rodeo? You know, and look at what she's come back and done. She ran a freaking 9 and a 5, a 16.5, y'all, on a standard. Like, for people that don't understand what a standard pattern is and how big that is, that's unreal. Like, I ran.
It's a long ways.
Yeah, it's a long ways. I was like, my very first 16 ever was this summer at Dodge City. Like, I've been running barrels for a long time and never run a 16 on a standard. And so when I ran the 85 last night, I think it was an 85, that was the fastest. Yeah, that's the fastest I've ever been on a standard, you know? So
yeah, until tonight, that was the fastest.
And then tonight. Yeah. I mean, it's just insane. So I just think that's absolutely incredible. And I hope people understand what they're watching as Haley and sister compete. Because it's, I mean, this is amazing. Yeah, like, this is literally the greatest duo in my mind. You know, I know there's been horses prior, teams prior, that have accomplished a lot, but the caliber of horses she's competing against and everything, it's just, it's amazing.
Well, and anybody who follows barrel racing, like over the decades, even if you're forced to, you realize how much better the breeding's gotten over time. Yeah. And I mean, you are truly competing against the best bred horses and some of the best jockeys ever. I mean, everybody's had to step up their game just to compete against each other, which keeps elevating the sport of barrel racing itself. And then that's why we're seeing these things, is the science is better on the breeding. These horses are getting faster. I mean, I don't know if anybody can imagine a faster time than what you guys, each of you guys, just had tonight. I mean, you guys were like a half second ahead of the person in third. I mean, in barrel racing, those who don't know, and everybody who's watching this knows, I mean, that might as well be 2 minutes. I mean, that's a huge thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I will say, too, like, a lot of things have improved. I think riding has improved overall. Horsemanship has improved. People are prioritizing horsemanship, not just going fast. And the breeding's improved. And the conditioning's improved. The veterinary medicine's improved. But the ground's improved, too. And I will say it, like, we wouldn't be able to do that without the ground crew that's doing this. That was incredible.
Absolutely.
Well, like, how much have they learned? Like, they're actually listening.
Oh, my gosh.
It's
like
a total difference.
I told Randy tonight, I walked by him and was like, that was pretty amazing. And he goes, well, it took me long enough. But you tried. Like, it's okay for it to not, like, go perfect. Like, they didn't know what they were working with when they got here. Brand new arena, mixed in some sand and some dirt that he kind of knew, and did his best. And he has tried hard every night. Yeah. And Randy just gave us a 5 and a 7. Like, that is dirty fast. And Stevie, to be, like, what was she, 8th out and ran an 83?
Yeah. She pulled
up. Yes. Like, that is fast. And that's I can't say enough about how important that is. And also, like, running these horses the first few rounds for me, for her to like build her confidence on it, even when it had, well, she had some slips and came back from it, and for Chongo to make some good runs on it and just get faster and faster. Like, they build their own confidence off of good ground. Yeah. And when we can run on stuff like this, like, I'm not surprised. I mean, I'm surprised it's that fast, but I'm not surprised that these two horses are like absolutely loving it here, because they've had good experiences the last few days, and that's all it takes for them to build on. And yeah, we just like,
they're just going to try harder and harder. Yeah, absolutely. Well, and two, like, that was something that I meant to mention last night, but I was 14th. Had there not been a drag,
yeah,
it really, truly, probably would not have been possible for me to win the round with this dirt, just because of the, yeah, it's just a heavier dirt than like the Thomas and Mac. I mean, I know like you won a round bottom of the ground at the Thomas and Mac, but
it's doable there,
but like here it's not. So the fact that they have went out and brought us a drag, that gave me a chance being 14th out to not just place, but to like go out and run a 16 on a standard and win. And it just, I don't know. There's been some really, really positive things happening here in Arlington the last 8 days, and it's really incredible. And top 15 girls, we're very thankful.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, you want to see the best barrel racing in the world. Like, if you want to see that, that's what you do. You provide the dirt and keep it safe for us so that they can build their confidence and get faster.
Well, and you almost have to wonder, is this going to set a new standard for the NFR? I mean, you'd have to think no, just based on history. But, sure. I mean, what we're getting to see has so much to do with the things that they've kind of, you know, not trying to throw anybody under the bus, but the biggest reason that they wouldn't drag was because of the TV time, right? Yeah, and absolutely. CBS Sports is a non-factor anymore. Right. So you're not stuck in that bubble or that box of having this finite window to do the national finals rodeo. Yeah. There's zero reason that with the Cowboy Channel kind of at the helm here that we couldn't do the same thing just as a standard going forward.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I mean, it's clearly important to us. It's important to our horses. It's important to the breeding programs and the veterinarians out there that have worked so hard to get us to this point. And I hope it's as important to the fans. And I hope they're able to see that too, because
judging by the roar of the crowd even halfway up the tunnel tonight, here I am, I'm like trying to keep my horse quiet and calm. And, you know, and I hear like the A&M like theme song going, and then it's just like boom. Chongo was like, and I was like, I don't know how fast she just was, but it had to be fast. And so I go beep bopping down there during the drag, and I look up.
Can you imagine being like Jimmy? Like Jimmy on two shoes.
Poor
like,
Jimmy. Like, you guys, I literally
Jimmy's
told her that.
She's making great runs.
She is.
Oh, she's doing amazing for her first NFR. Oh,
she is, but that's what I told her tonight at hospitality. I was like, you really drew the short stick following Haley. Like, that was some of the best advice Tracy Nallen gave me last year. She said, pay attention to who's around you in the standings before you get to the finals. Because she's like, I'm just telling you, she said, whether it's a crazy horse in the alleyway or somebody that is negative or whatever, she's like, pay attention, because you kind of want to be surrounded a little bit, if you can, by good people, you know. And she thought it was important she actually said not to be first out at Vegas. She was like
the even numbers.
Yeah, she said even numbers she thought were better, just because she didn't like being first and having to
I can't remember why,
but she had a reason for it. But anyway, I took a little bit of her advice, and I mean, it was great. Like, I was behind Stevie right in front of Jessica Routier, so that was, you know, two great people. They're so positive and kind. Their horses were good and everything. But I've always said, like, at Vegas, you know, you don't really hear anything except for when Haley runs, because the crowd roars every night. That's the only time you really hear anything in the tunnel, which you probably sure don't, because you're running.
I do. Huh?
Yeah.
Ignore her.
Yeah. No, every like 10 nights in a row, we're like, oh yeah, Haley must have just ran.
Speaking of which, I have to apologize to your sister on this broadcast or whatever it is, what we call this video thing, because she technically told me today not to send it. Like, just make a clean, smooth run. And I agreed. And that's what I tried to do, but I messed up and I have to apologize. Ivy, who is like the average queen, had told me, like, just go, like, make a solid run, ride your spots, ride the backside of the turn, like, all those things. I was like,
do just that.
Yeah, and I think you executed that, like, really,
it was just really
exceptionally.
But she might be mad, but it's fine.
I really don't think she's going to be mad. You just broke your own record.
I'm just saying, I'm apologizing in advance.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, mad at that. But at this point, like, it's irrelevant whether your time is a 63 or a 56.
Right.
Like, you know, she's... You know, her and Tibby are still the second fastest pair on a standard pattern at a rodeo. You just hold the fastest time a little bit faster now.
I'll give her that. But I am going to say that because she did tell me that. And I technically tried to take her advice with my best effort.
Yeah, but I mean, you're on that horse and she's kind of going to go as fast as she wants to go.
Right.
I'm not going to lie. I'm a little upset she didn't send me that text. Be like, be smart and clean. And
just be smart.
Like, I feel...
What should I send you?
If she says that tomorrow...
Don't drink too many of those Kawaka bombs before you're on.
She's trying to, like... She's like, I'm going to leave this one.
Where is my motivational feel-good text?
To be fair, she was at a team roping. I think she was bored. She was.
She's been at a team roping every single
day. Hey, I went and visited her at a team roping. I was moral support for her.
Well, apparently she broke her phone today, and I got a call from Billy, and that scared the crap out of me. I was like, what did I do? Honestly, whatever.
Is Ivy dead?
I was like, yeah. Okay, yes, sir. Oh, it's Ivy. Okay.
Speaking of, did you guys see the team roping thing he did in here?
No.
He talked for 13 minutes straight.
Whoa. 13 minutes?
13 minutes straight.
I'm not going to lie. After Ivy got off, I was like, oh, this will be short. And I went ahead and I got
it. Were you shocked that it was?
No, I didn't listen.
Because like, there's no there was, I was like, just going to sit here
like,
and be
we've
quiet?
Got 90 seconds of Billy talking, possibly. Actually, it's going to be like, literally.
That would have been a win. I was like, if I can get 2 minutes out of homeboy, that will do it. No, I got 13 minutes straight. And like some gestures job, and like Jack. A smirk.
Wow.
Which for me, talking to Billy is actually a good thing because it's like there's no eye contact when we speak.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
well, hey, me either, but hey, it's because his eyes are like way up there.
Yep.
And then he just walks away. So it's good. He's loosening up.
Yeah.
No, I feel serious progress. Look at that. Bubble.
Yeah.
Bursting his bubble?
Yeah, it's weird. Like, and like, you know, the bubble that he lives
broadening
in.
Broadening his horizons. That too. I know I have.
That too. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you scared him.
Okay. I scare the hell out of Billy Jack. That poor man. Like, he is never going to be the same.
The only person who probably scares him more than you is his mother-in-law.
Probably.
He thinks she is bat.
Yeah. I mean, mother-in-law, like, my mother-in-law just got here today.
Am I going to say that?
She's a nice
she's
lady.
Right up there.
Well, that's why I'm waiting. Yeah. You're, she's okay. That's yeah. good. That's
I was
good
like,
answer.
I can't.
She's my mom.
I was just curious. You have what you were going to say about your mom.
No, my mom is my biggest
I love
fan.
Your mom. She's really sweet to me.
Yeah. I was like, she's very kind.
Mm-hmm. She is.
I really enjoy
she's
her.
She's a great barrel racer in her day, too. Mm-hmm.
And she's still a good barrel racer.
She still is. She's got some nice colts.
She does. Yeah. No, she's really got, I'm excited to see that progress, too. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. I don't know if, because Ivy got to ride one.
Yeah, Gideon looked freaking
Gideon,
cool.
Yeah. And yeah. That colt's
he's,
nice.
Yeah, he's got a lot of talent. So that's cool.
Yeah, I jumped on him when they first got him when he was a 3-year-old. And I was like, this is a nice colt. All of her colts are nice.
Hey, you got here first. I
know.
Busy.
I was just saying, you have a lot to celebrate tonight.
I'm working on it. I'm hungry.
There's some French fries out there that like nobody ate.
There's three things of French fries out there, but they've been out there since we got here.
Okay, I'm gonna get some like other food.
Oh,
I mean, I'm gonna go to that convenience store.
Emily is the.
Actually, I have food in my trailer.
What's that one?
Like,
that one we go to every day to get the energy drinks and the things to like keep me from...
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go to that one.
Yeah, Quick Trip. What? It's Quick Trip?
Oh, gosh. Guys, we're fixing to lose what possible sponsorship we were going to get.
Oh, no.
Don't. He's like, don't be mentioning other franchises.
If we just
here.
Name them all off right now.
You've
let's just go.
You've got a better
and then
chance
okay.
of getting Quick Trip to give you a sponsorship than the other one. They don't return phone calls.
That's
really
possible. You've called them?
Not me, Cody.
Oh, okay.
She's like, we got to get... that convenience store to sponsor you.
I know. It's like Voldemort. We're just going to be like the convenience store that must not be named.
Actually, because of that whole thing, you actually started it and then you followed up on it. Technically, it's your fault, Red. I've gotten harassed so much from that. Yeah,
I'm
just like, no, I'm not going to do it.
I'll pay for your counseling.
Yeah.
With her rubber band.
Yes. With my rubber band fun. Bicycle bands. Check them out.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of which.
Give me 10% of that company, we'll call it even.
Yeah, there
you
we go.
Get on Facebook tonight, you will have the opportunity at 11:59 p.m. to purchase the rubber bands, the very ones that she is wearing on her wrist right now.
Yeah.
We will have them for sale on 12 Gauges like page. So go and like that. You have to like that page, share the next post, and tag two friends, and you will have the opportunity to purchase these in a live auction.
How much did these win me tonight? What were you getting paid? Does anybody know?
You know, they won you about $20,000. So I would say with two of them, technically that's $40,000 together. So that's a ballpark what they should go for. Our starting bid will be $39,500.
I like it.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and all proceeds are going to go to a
Haley.
Podcast host in need.
No.
Oh, you
it was
need
my
more?
Idea.
Okay.
I would like a percentage.
You're supposed
like
to be 50%. All about this giving thing and this.
Yeah, and I'll give you know, you a dollar.
$1? I think you owe me more than that.
I'll get you a Twack Bomb.
Oh, she'll get you a Twack Bomb. I'll get you a dollar.
Yep.
It'll be fun.
I stole beers from the PRCA for you guys. Are you serious?
But that was like,
well, I commissioned like somebody to do
Riley
that.
Riley did it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Actually, let's not. Thank you, Paul Woody. You've been very kind with your beer.
We appreciate you.
Cheers.
Cheers.
I'm surprised it's not Gold Buckle beer.
Guys, is I gotta it, go eat. It, I'm really is, hungry.
I'm super thankful it's not.
That's, I know. Well, I just, gross. Like, what is, I can't figure it out. What's the, like, sometimes it's Gold Buckle and then sometimes Cooler sponsors, and I'm like, no, like, I feel like it's.
No beer company sponsors us.
No. Well, but I mean, the PRCA.
I don't know.
Because, like, at Rapid City, it was all Gold Buckle. Everything was.
I think it's both. It's probably like Wrangler and Cinch.
I'm just saying these taste a lot better than those, so we're just going to stick with these.
Well, okay. Nellie really likes the Gold Buckle seltzers.
Really
like them. She's like, there's like no carbs or sugars or something.
They're
I don't know.
I'm not, I don't like White Claws, and they're like, they're really good seltzers.
Are they better than those ranch waters?
Do you like ranch
water? I like ranch water. I'm not a.
I've only had the one flavor, the spicy one.
Yeah, I like the spicy one.
The spicy one's good.
I like the regular one too.
Yeah, but I don't know if they're better. They're different.
Mm. Yeah, I mean it's not. I don't know.
I think those are more carbonated. Mm. I don't feel like the Gold Buckle seltzers are as fizzy.
Last time you guys were at the studio, weren't we drinking warm ones?
Yes.
No, I didn't. I drank Crown
that
day.
That's true. You did.
Yeah, but then when you guys were drinking
a few shots of that,
the peanut butter.
Yeah.
I only had one. One shot, but yeah, it was good. And Ivy tried to take half a shot, and I thought it was going to kill her.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, golly.
She did look like
Which is surprising, because she used to hold that down.
I know. I was, I don't know. Mm. I had higher expectations for her tolerance.
Mm.
So.
All right. Well, I'm going to let Haley go eat.
Yeah, we got to feed her.
Emily's probably going to go back to the beer cooler, but that's fine. You can do whatever you want.
It's Austin's birthday still, so we're still
Happy
celebrating.
Happy birthday, Austin!
Yeah,
I we did are that 20, for
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
So are you just going to go to the pizza place, or is there going to be any additional celebration?
No,
there's not a lot going on around here.
Well, we had a great time at the pizza place last night. Like we went to the Gold Buckle ceremony, which is a lot of fun, and then we went to the pizza place afterwards, and there's a bunch of, like, all the pickup men were there, and bullfighters and stuff, so we had a great time. Mm. Pizza was good. I had an old fashioned. It was a nice drink, so I'm not opposed. Mm. And you know, it was really cool. I guess the first day Desta went in there, she said the manager like cried because they hadn't had that many people in there in like a year because of COVID. Like, yeah, she was just like,
awesome.
Yeah, she was like pumped.
Like they're hanging on by a thread. Like
yeah, like
restaurant.
Literally like trying to stay open and nobody's been there. And like, here comes the rodeo crowd to town. And I don't know. I just think that's pretty cool that we get to do that for people. And you know, like the town is giving a lot to us to have the finals, but it's cool that we can give back to those local businesses too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, for sure. I mean, they've literally been starving.
Yeah.
No pun intended. I mean, it's been brutal. Every business. If you have a business right now and you still have it, you're lucky to be standing. I didn't hear what you said.
Nothing.
I was just.
Do you want me to send Austin after a snack?
Words.
No, I'm just going to go up there and eat something. It's my plan.
If you send
Austin for a snack,
I have,
Chance is going to ask me more questions about. Convenience stores.
I'm not.
Hey, I have food in the trailer. Hey, seriously, like I have prepped food at the trailer,
awesome.
And we can
I will
go over
eat
the.
It.
Yeah, no, there's all kinds. You literally could take your pick.
To be fair, I was like, okay, guys, let's let you guys go, and then Emily's like, well, hold on, let me tell you all the facts about Arlington, and then all this
they
beautiful
are good,
speech.
Solid.
So
facts.
It was worth it.
Yeah.
Because that
well,
was
I don't
good
want,
stuff.
I don't
You're
want
a great speaker. Someday.
He's still talking.
Someday you're gonna have to go and do more of that. Now at this point, I'm just gonna see if you pass out. Just gonna keep this going.
I was like, the good thing is she's tiny enough, and we have he got named Big Sexy at Vegas by a homeless man, so he can carry you out if you pass out. He's like right outside the door.
Hey, Big Sexy, yeah. Coming for ya.
Thanks, guys.
Later. This has been The Gauge, hosted by me, Chance Conrado, produced and edited by our guy, Ty Yeager. Shout out to the executive producers, Dustin Pointer and Cody Denton. Marketing and content produced by Riley Chone. Our theme song is by Shay Ashshire and the Night Howlers. Make sure to rate and review this podcast, as well as follow The Gauge on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And make sure to subscribe to The Gauge wherever you get your podcasts. We'll see you guys next time.